So, to the people who are following the thread about blogging and Drummer, it's kind of weird how this thing has sort of become the mailing list for the product, but it's fine. Whatever works, and I'm totally happy with it. So I wanted to comment about Anton's narration of the problems that he had with Drummer last night. And it's all positive. I mean, I just want to point this out, and not just that it's positive, but why it's important. So there were a number of things in his report where the product didn't do something that it should have done. A matter of fact, a lot of things that the product should have done that it doesn't do. So, for example, it shouldn't let you make editing changes to an outline that you don't have the ability to edit. You should be protected against doing that. And it is my intention as the developer of the software that it should do that. Now I'm looking at the code, and it's totally not doing it. Okay? It's because this is the bias that you have as a programmer, and why testers that come in absolutely with no idea of the implementation realities of the product and where the fires are and where the work has been done, whatever. This is why that kind of testing is so invaluable. I don't even pay attention to those things, because I'm always like head down in some other part of the application. But what I don't want to have happen is Anton and others to lose that, what do you call it, innocence, basically, or trust. I think trust is a better word. I don't want you to not report those things because, well, Dave probably knows about it, or now I get it that this shit isn't finished. Blah, blah, blah. No. I need your perspective, and it needs to stay the way that it is. One thing that I was surprised as I was reading this, when I saw that he chose the uncomment, no, sorry, the comment command, was that my first initial thought was, oh, he thinks it's for commenting. Because that's what it says, right? It says comment. The context in which it appears, because Anton did the thing that a lot of people won't do, is he read the docs. So he, as somebody who read the docs, he would have no excuse, assuming that we talk about comments, which I think we do, but not directly. I haven't written the docs about outlining yet. It's probably in there. It's probably in the OPML, the outline, sort of, what is it? The basic how-to document for outlining. I forget what it's called. Crib sheet? I don't know. It's probably in there, and that's probably why he knows that. But a far more common use of the term is to comment. Now, I'm not sure what to do about that. There isn't a lot of room in that menu. I might be able to make more room. I probably should just do that. And it probably should say toggle comment, which would disabuse anybody of the idea that it was simply for putting a comment on something. But I don't know. The reason why I wanted to do this is that I didn't think that writing this would have as much impact as I want that. Like I said, I want the innocence, and I want you to trust the software. And when it violates that trust, I want you to make a note of it now. We're not at the same stage we were at, by the way, I don't know, a month ago or whenever it was this test started. It was, I think it was August 8th. No, August 8th is when the mail list started. So it's probably been over a month now that we've been going. I probably should check that out. But it's not, we're not in the same place. So yeah, I mean, deal stopper bugs, those are like the most important ones. And it's important that you not get stuck without saying something. And maybe I can't address it right away, but at least maybe I can address it right away. But it's got to get onto my list if it stopped you from from being able to do something that you wanted to do. You couldn't find a workaround. It wasn't based on a misunderstanding. It's really the software failed to do what it was supposed to do. And so that's and also the other thing is that you guys are getting more experience with the software now. And I mean, the thing that I don't want is, I don't want people, I have a very good friend, somebody I've known for, 25 years or something, who does this. He will play the role of a user who's confused by something that you put in your docs or put in the user interface, and he will carry that all the way through. It's role playing, and it's stupid, and it's fucked up, and I hate it. And I tell him not to do it, and he still does it. That's why he's not in the test group. I want you to tell me when you're confused, not when you think someone else would be confused. Because now you're doing my job, and that's there are all kinds of reasons things are the way they are. And sometimes, when you're describing a product, there's just trade-offs. I mean, if you explain every little thing that everybody needs to know, then you're basically going to be kicking a lot of people out because they're just going to get impatient and they're not going to want to read that shit, and they're not going to know the important things that they need to be successful with the product. So you have to temper that. I often take stuff out of the docs just because I can't explain it well enough so that people reading it will have any idea what the fuck I'm talking about. So there's all that kind of stuff too. Okay. And the final note, and I wanted to put this at the end, is that I'm thinking about maybe we should start doing weekly audio chats. I like those better than Zoom chats. Maybe use Twitter has a facility now. I think they call them, I forget what they call them, Spaces. I think it's stupid. It's a whatever name they have for it, it's impossible to remember, and it has nothing to do with what you're doing. I mean, it's what they have is it's very nice. It's like that chat, the audio chat thing, Clubhouse. It's like Clubhouse. Except you don't have to join Clubhouse. You can just do it from Twitter. And Clubhouse got kind of weird and boring and whatever. I was addicted to it for a while. I have that kind of addictive personality. And I just went cold turkey. I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm losing too much time to this thing. But I'm thinking that maybe once a week to have sort of a question and answer session or just questions about where the product is going. And what I don't want to get into is have it be a community design the product type situation. That is something that I never like, and it doesn't work well. And it ends up being a power thing. People really feel like they are entitled to design the product. That's not what this is about. What this is about, the idea here is that it's very helpful as a developer to have contact with people who use your product and to be familiar with their point of view. And that's one of the reasons the bug reports are important too. I mean, it's like I get a better model of how people use the product, how they think about the product, what words they use to describe it, so forth. It's over time, it becomes very important to have that sense of who is using the product. Right now, so few people are using it that it's not really good data, but it's still important to start getting into the habit of doing this. I mean, I see all of this stuff as all these communication tools as continuing on into when the product actually is open to the public, which I actually think is going to happen pretty soon. The thing that I'll just talk about that for a second. Except for the problem that Anton reported, which that I will not open it up until that problem's fixed. And it's very hard to know when that problem is fixed because I don't know what causes it. That's the problem. It's one of these real time things, and it happens very rarely. It used to happen quite a lot, and I put code into, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what's causing it. I don't think it should happen, but it happens. And so I'm not opening this thing up to the public until we're pretty damn sure that that thing is gone, that it's not in there anymore. Because I don't want to give up on Instant Outlines. They are very important to me. And I also, but I can't have, the boundaries between the tabs have to be like cement. They can't have any, you know, weirdness to it. So that's really important. So anyway, that's about it. I probably will just go ahead and put this onto the change notes for today, but I will post it to that thread first. And if you have comments or, you know, things you want to add, just go ahead and post a comment to that list, to the blogging, forget what it's called. You know what it's called. You're getting the notifications for it. So, all right. And by the way, thank you very much to the people who are participating and helping and actually using the product and reading the docs and trying to figure out, I mean, some of you, I knew you'd be great, you know. And you've definitely been great, okay? And there have been some surprises, and that's good too. And so we'll keep going. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.